I have to say, I don't understand, Dr. Jablons, why every person who has a resection of a non-small cell doesn't get EGFR mutation status. I mean, if you had that same kind of data in breast cancer or colon cancer, it'd just be routine. It's not getting done in practice.
No, that's exactly right, Neil. And we have this argument on our tumor board all the time. And in fact, our pathologists don't even bother asking me in our discussion because I always request it. Now, I think the point is, you know, as Tom and everyone has talked about already, we don't know what to do with the data specifically. But that being said, I think, especially in the setting of the resected specimen where you have plenty of tissue, the more you know about it, the better. Emerging biologic and targeted therapies, eventually, that's the way we're going to make our decisions. Now, I think the hard part is justifying the cost. And perhaps in most community practices where the pathologists, they're not really geared to do the molecular analysis. But, you know, for immunohistochemistry, that's pretty straightforward. Even for FISH, for breast cancer, it's certainly going to, I think, go that way in lung cancer, the rate it's going. And I think ultimately what will happen is on the resected specimens, for sure, as the molecular targeted analysis becomes more straightforward and high throughput and, you know, RT-PCR molecular diagnostics come into vogue, which is clearly the way things are headed, that it will be a routine and sort of de rigueur approach. I think the bigger problem, of course, is in the advanced stage patients where, as Mark said, you just don't have much tissue at all and you have that scant little bronchial wash or fine little biopsy and, you know, it was hard enough to even make it not otherwise specified non-small cell, let alone adeno or squamous, and then what do you do? And I would just say, you know, and we're the fox over here, the targeted therapy, Wally and I, in the hen house of oncologists, but I would say that, you know, we don't hesitate to go back and biopsy our patients. You know, we get a core biopsy on them.
Paul?
Well, I might be in the minority here, but I think one of the good things about Flex is it may force people to get used to sending tissue to their pathologist for an answer. Personally, I believe that it's time to get IHC, FISH, and mutation in all of the patients. In prospective studies, about 80% of people with the biopsies they have. Now, immunohistochemistry in FISH can be easily done on cytologic preparations, pleural effusions, or bronchial brushes. And those are all commercially available. My crystal ball says people with EGFR mutations are going to receive an EGFR TKI first as their first-line therapy. People who are not mutated but FISH positive would probably receive cetuximab and chemotherapy. And the ones that are negative for both of those, which is about half, would go on. We'll be discussing, you know, treatment for them subsequently.
And also the other interesting thing about your algorithm is it includes, quote, eligibility for the ECOG 4599 BEV study, which isn't a marker, but it sort of creates a subset. I mean, in breast cancer, you don't even think about deciding what to do until you see the ER and HER2. I mean, that drives the entire
exactly.
Algorithms. And maybe that's where we're heading here. Vince?
Yeah, I think that's right. I sat in a panel with Paul recently, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear that what's implicit in what he said, that we change our diagnostic procedure or mandate more tissue, is the vision for everyone as we go forward, or the vision for a number of us. So I guess one of the questions of the group is, what are the requisites before we advocate the core biopsy when feasible as opposed to an FNA? And just reminding people that any of these procedures is cheaper than a month of any of the drugs we use in our patients.
Ron?
I may be more of an outlier here than my colleagues, I think, although I agree with Paul that, you know, the crystal ball suggests the direction that we're going in and where we may be in a few years. I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're at the point where we should be telling community oncologists that they should be getting EGFR mutations, immunohistochemical staining for EGFR, or FISH analysis on every patient with lung cancer, because I don't believe any of that helps them make a decision at the bedside regarding optimal therapy. I don't think we've proven the case yet. And in fact, the FLEX trial, it's interesting, I've been told that it was less than 10% of patients were selected out by this test. The FLEX data, this is an important trial, and it's interesting data. It's not convincing to me. A hazard ratio of 0.87 does not make me want to rush out and begin giving Erbitux to every patient that I'm giving chemotherapy to. So I'm a little more conservative about the results of FLEX. I think that it's important for oncologists to know the data, but I don't think it's ready to change the standard of care yet.
Ed?
You brought up Len Saltz originally and how he was discussing about how IHC may set us back again with lung. I think it's particularly ironic from his standpoint that in GI, where they did have cetuximab data and they have been mandating IHC testing for years to get the drug or to say that it works better, and ironically, although the principle was right to get the tissue, it was the wrong test for all these years. And so that's something we have to learn about.